it should remain there, then you are not a manager of the economy. Let me tell you why inflation will remain elevated. I'm giving you these numbers from his own budget. Year-on-year growth. Currency outside the banking sector, the monies that they pumped into the economy, are not in the banks. People are withdrawing the money and putting it in their rooms, in their boxes, and under their beds. That alone grew by 44.8% in 2022, just 1 year. Half year, June of this year, it has grown by 41.3%. It means that in 1.5 years, over 86% of the money in the banking sector have left the banks. This will put further pressure on inflation. That's why inflation is on an upstick. You have to look at the fundamentals that are driving the numbers. If you were giving me downward growth in these numbers, then I'm seeing that your inflation will be anchored and that you are beginning to solve the problem. But the problem still persists and it's been getting worse. Look, total liquidity in the economy, 2022, grew by 38%. And by half year, it has grown even more than the total year by 44.4%. How can you solve inflation with these type of numbers, liquidity numbers? Look, currency in circulation, 2022, it grew by 42.8%. And as at half year, it has grown by 38.8%. Reserve money, 2022, increased by 57.5%. And by half year, it has grown by 29.24%. These are the numbers that are driving inflation. So if you see these numbers and you are not scared, look, if you get 57.5% increase in your reserve money, what it means is that this must be multiplied by a factor of 3 to get the money supply in the economy. In other words, your amount of money in circulation grew by almost, your money supply increased by almost 160% in 1 year. And you need to bring those monies back in order to solve the problem of inflation. You took a chunk of that money. You said they should write it off. So how will the money come back? You took a chunk of that. 80 billion, you took it. So for those monies to come back in order to affect these numbers to moderate and slow down inflation, you must pay the 80 billion so they lock that money out and that money is not back in the economy. You say you can't pay, they should write it off.
You said interest rates have declined.
Right.